Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Before this show, we were listening to some John Cage. Today, Wavelength has a guest, Jinx Lennon, who's in passing through London from Dundalk. Good afternoon, Jinx.
Good afternoon, William.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, glad you had me.
That's okay. To some extent, I actually don't know much about you because we only sort of liaised, I don't know, a couple of days ago. I looked at your website and was immediately guided to a septic tank.
Septic Tiger.
Septic Tiger.
Yes.
Which is
the record label.
Is it?
Yeah.
But it's quite confusing. If you go to your website and it says play the video, and I tried to play two videos, and it takes you to Septic Tiger. But are those the names of the tracks?
No, that's actually the record label. That's where I have all my CDs. And it's actually the website needs to be actually updated a lot.
Okay.
So we're in the process of doing that. So we'll get to all those issues. But Septic Tiger Records is the label for my own CDs and LPs and stuff.
Yeah. And why Jinx? Why are you called Jinx?
Jinx was a name I had at school, and I hated it.
Oh.
And I was in bands for years, and eventually people said, why don't you call just say Jinx and do a solo thing? And I just thought about it then, Jinx Lennon, and I thought, well, there's something sort of talismanic about the name. Mm. And I sort of owned it then, and they decided that the music I would do would be sort of uplifting music,
right.
The sort of empowering music about to take all the stuff that you've gone through when you were a kid and try to do a sort of a gospel preacher thing to try and write songs about where you've come from and the stuff you've gone through, all the shitty factory jobs you've done and all the experiences you've had. So it's a lot of it's social commentary for my own slant.
So gospel background, are you religious?
I would be sort of, I have religious ideas, all right, but I wouldn't call myself a sort of practicing sort of
but Christian. Church music's had an
church
influence?
Church music, definitely, I really like it. I really love to just sit in the church and listen to the sound of the organ playing.
Right, okay.
Fantastic.
But I think you're kind of described as what, a post-punk folk poet, musician, singer.
Definitely, yes. Right. I would have come from Lou Reed. Would have been the first sort of thing there.
And
Mark Smith from the Fall, who have played with before. And I really that sort of music is inspiring. Captain Beefheart, a lot of those those sort of things with just the way they use language.
Didn't you support the Fall once?
I did actually. I supported the Fall.
And I think Christy Moore. Christy.
Yeah, I know Christy. Yeah, and I've played with Christy, and he'd be a good sort of. He would be good supporter of my music, and he likes what I do.
Okay, and the track that I did hear of yours was is it Styrofoam
Cups? Yeah, the City of Styrofoam Cups.
The City of Styrofoam Cups. And is that a single or
no?
Or?
Not at all. Yeah. It's from an album I had called Know Your Station, Guide Your Nation. It's just basically a song about wanting to escape from your small hometown to the city, and it looks like a fairy tale in the distance. But as soon as you go into it, of course, there's a lot of problems that you're not actually getting away from anything. You're sort of confronted with something else.
So are you from Dundalk itself?
I am. That's my
hometown. Which is kind of on the border, isn't it?
Yes, it's just on the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic. Strange sort of place because you're getting all sorts of influences as well. Like we had BBC while the rest of the country hadn't got that. So we were soaking up all the programmes when we were kids.
Yeah.
So we were really cultured in that sense. It's been a real industrial town as well. And then we were getting all sorts of different religious and political influences. So that sort of stewed into a strange mix. So it's a strange, I grew up in an urban town, like a real urban sort of place. But we were so near the rural area that I sort of got all the sort of the madness of rural life.
Yeah.
The strange thing where you scratch the surface that looks so ordinary, but you've got all this sort of just pent up violence just underneath the surface.
Yeah, yeah.
And that all sort of sinks into the music. And
okay, and how long are you in London for?
I'm just over for the weekend, basically, just to play this. I'm doing a part of a festival called Maritin Irish, which is a celebration of Irish culture through the arts in a place called Vinyl Street.
Vinyl Street in the East End?
Yes.
Which is where there was a whole bunch of art galleries there.
Yeah.
And what's the venue you're playing at?
It's a Dialogue Culture Space.
Right.
And it's 43 Vinyl Street.
Right. And is that, when is that, Saturday night? Or?
That's on Saturday night, yeah.
This coming Saturday night, what, 7:30?
7:30.
And who's on? You with a bunch of other people, or are you just
myself
on
and uh-huh. another man from my hometown called Mark Corcoran.
Right.
He's Scott Walker would be.
Oh, really? Oh, right, great, yeah.
He'd be definitely a Scott Walker influence in Mark's music.
Uh-huh.
So he would be coming from a different place than I am. I'd be, as I said, there'd be a lot of spoken word with my own material.
Right.
He's more of a songwriter.
Okay. So do you want to do a number first?
Yes, certainly I will.
What are you going to do?
This song is called Rapscallions. It's all about basically pent-up violence in the late night and old people walking down the street, old bones and young thugs. And right. Two of them don't mix.
Right.
So this is what I'll do. So here we go. Want to hear about the rapscallion? Rapscallion. Do you want to hear? Rapscallion. Do you want to hear? Want to hear about the rapscallion? Do you want to hear about the rapscallion? Rapscallion. Do you want to hear? Rapscallion. Do you want to hear? Ah, oh, yeah, here we go. Will you stop looking outside the window? You know, those people aren't like us. They're scum. We're good. Cha, 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 cha. Want to hear about the rapscallion? Want to hear about the rapscallion? Rapscallion! Do you want to hear? Rapscallion! You want to hear? Old Jemmy left the bar at 2 a.m. 4 sheets to the wind. Earlier on, his wife said, Jemmy, get a taxi home. He said, woman, leave my head alone. No CCTV cameras around this town, a part of night. Around the corner, they lurched, round by St. Nicholas Church. They kicked his head in, blood everywhere. Rapscallions, yeah. Oorah, oorah, ooh. Rapscallions, yeah. Oorah, oorah, choo 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 choo, rapscallions, yeah. 2 kicks in the head for being old, 3 kicks in the head for being weak, 4 kicks in the head for being bare around the house. By the time we learned to open our mouths, and the neighbours used to point us out, like our old man and uncles, grow up to be rapscallions, yeah. Rita, rapscallions. Rapscallions. Cha, 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 cha. Rapscallions, yeah. Oh, yeah. Old Jemmy left the bar at midnight. It was the night of Christmas Eve. He was walking down Bridge Street by himself. He said, I had a good life, I do believe. He walked round by the laundrette. It was a night the neighbours would never forget. We'd found better dead in front of somebody's house. The neighbours were leaving the Christmas candles out for the three wise men and kids were walking about. But all that was walking about was more rapscallions, yeah. Oorah, oorah, ooh, ooh, ooh. Rapscallions, yeah. Oorah, oorah, choo, 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 rapscallions, yeah. 2 kicks in the head for being old, 3 kicks in the head for being weak, for we call it scumbags since we were 8. By the police, you used to come round the estate, saying rascals, yes, we know your fate. You will end up in the conveyor belt to be rapscallions, yeah. Rita, cha, rapscallions, yeah. Rapscallion, rapscallion. Ah, will you stop looking outside the window at those people? Those people aren't like us. We are good, they're bad, they're evil. Yeah, we are good, they're scum. We're the Eli, they're the Morlocks. Ah, woman, will you stop looking outside through the window? Here they come, they see you looking through the curtains. They're coming up the driveway, they see you. They're gonna have your hand around your neck. Is this what you wanted? I didn't need it. Yeah, here they come. Don't listen, woman, will you stop? Will you stop? Look, I don't care about that. Even the Alsatians walk around here in pairs. Here they come now. Rapscallion. On the good ship, Ali Ali on. Mimine, mine, mine, mine. Mimine, mine, mine, mine. Mimine, mine, mine, mine. Mimine, mine. Wanna hear about the rapscallion? Wanna hear about the rapscallion? Rapscallion. You wanna hear? Shh, 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 shh.
Thank you. Thank great. You. That was Rapscallion, obviously.
Rapscallion. Yeah.
So is this some?
Excuse me. I'm just.
That's okay. It's very hot in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you is this from your own background? Is this a kind of informed by your own experience?
Yeah, just from, it was actually about somebody that was killed, murdered actually in front of his house on Christmas Eve a few years back. And I just think, just watching the way people reacted to it, but it's something that happens, you know, you see a lot of older people walking down from the pub, I suppose, and it's the whole thing about the animal reaction of seeing somebody vulnerable, probably staggering, oh yeah, we can sort of take that guy, you know, he's not going to be any threat to us. And it's just about the pent-up violence in urban society.
Right.
That you see all around, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm slightly distracted by the sound of chiming bells.
That's lovely.
We'll just ignore it.
Yeah.
Can't think who it is.
I'll actually do a spoken word thing, if you like.
Absolutely, yeah. So were you influenced by poetry? Do you write poetry as well, or you?
Well, it sort of, it sinks into it. I love people like William Burroughs. I come from a more, I would be very influenced by a poet who lives near me, a guy called Patrick Kavanagh.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, he really sort of spoke to me because he lives around the same area between the town and village. Mm-hmm. And so he was a great observer of people.
Yeah,
and a lot of what he wrote about, that was written back in the 1930s, just before the Second World War, but it still has resonance today.
Right.
Just the way people are in the, just living in the countryside.
Do you still live there? Is this still your home? Or?
Oh, Dundalk's still my home, yes.
Right. Okay.
So people like that. William Burroughs as well. I love the way William Burroughs, the language and the spoken word stuff's fantastic.
Yeah. You've had some very complimentary reviews, actually, from writers and so on, comparing you to a tradition of Irish poetry.
Yeah, that's true. I really want to be contemporary, to try and take it into the 21st century and move it on a little bit, just where Irish people are at the moment, and sort of relating to the rest of the world.
I think one of the reviews said that you got to a point where you kind of abandoned the sort of mid-Atlantic accent and found your own voice.
Yes.
Is that, could you, when did this happen?
How I just realised that I wasn't any good at taking off other sort of accents, and it was sort of a sign, an inbuilt wall, if you like, inside that said, you know, you're wasting your time speaking your own voice.
Right.
But that girl that died, Binchy, that died last week, Maeve Binchy.
Oh, Maeve Binchy.
Yeah, she actually was reading something that she said, and it was about speaking in your own voice.
Yeah.
Because think about what you know, talk about what you know. I think that's basically a lesson that...
It can take time to find your own voice.
It can take a lot of time. You know, and if you, when you're younger, you tend to basically want to be that much cooler and try and get whatever music is the flavour of the month. You want to sort of appeal, whether it's you're trying to pick up girls or whatever happened to be. But at that stage, you're taking more what people think of you than what the actual music you want to sort of put out there.
All right. So you're going to, what should we have next?
This is a sort of a story. It's called You Never Know Who You're Talking To. It's slightly humorous. It's about someone who gets on their bike from town and goes out to the countryside to a pub, basically to have a laugh with the country people. But things don't actually go like that. It gets very sinister. It's called, you know. Because you never know who you're talking to. You never know who you're talking to. You go on the bike one Friday night to a pub full of country people. Nobody knows you in this place, and inside you feel like a steeple. Of the locals, you feel you're wiser. But in your mouth, there might be a spider. Because you never know who you're talking to. You never know who you're talking to. You turn to an elfer in the pub with red face and big eyebrows. You think to yourself he's another yokel who only knows about white cows. But his eyes have got triangles, and his retina is, you might get tangled. Because you never know who you're talking to. You never know who you're talking to. You go to the bathroom to wash your hands, and you go inside the wrong door. On your way back, you look right down, and the spirals all over the floor. And you start to feel a mystery. This place just might have history. You never know who you're talking to, because you never know who you're talking to. And the sound of your feet go clickety-clack, like you're on the moon and north the earth ground. Into the barroom you go right back, and everybody turns round. And you start to feel the silence, and you almost smell the violence. Because you never know who you're talking to. You never know who you're talking to. So you think it's time to get on your bike, and you slowly start to go. There's ivy on the derelict houses outside, in the darkness that feels all glow. On your bicycle you're a floater, and you think you hear the sound of a motor. Because you never know who you're talking to. Because you never know who you're talking to. And you're lying cosy in your bed, and you need to go to the toilet. You put on the bathroom light, and suddenly you think you hear voices. It's your imagination you're hoping when the bathroom door slowly opens, because you never know who you're talking to. You never know who you're talking to. And Elfie O'Laughner in the pub, his head comes round the corner. He says a closed mouth catches no flies. In the bar room, I try to warn you, you should really be getting a bullet, but here, you forgot your wallet. Because you never know who you're talking to. You never know who you're talking to.
Thank you. And today's guest is Jinx Lennon from Dundalk, yes, who's in London for 3 days playing at the Dialogue Space on Viner Street. 43 Viner Street, yeah. Saturday night, 7:30.
Performance. Everyone's invited. It's free in. It's,
all right.
So bring your
friends. It's free.
Yeah.
it's always an added extra.
So
good.
Get the Olympic sort of enjoyment of the Olympics, it'll sort of key in with that as well.
Right. So, okay.
That doesn't sound too good, no.
Yeah. No, it's a good mood out there at the moment.
Yeah.
We tried to get into the Olympic Park to have a look at the art.
You weren't let in?
We couldn't get into the park, no. Yeah. Apparently it's a stupid idea to think you can do that thing.
It seems to be tied up like Fort Knox, doesn't it?
Indeed. There were sort of four policemen with machine guns sort of walked past us. And, it was a bit sort of... They said, you can come and see the art after the Olympics. So I suppose it's... All right. I suppose it's oversubscribed, but I felt a bit cheated, you know.
It was funny. I was walking around the canal near Bethnal Green last night, and I heard a guy behind me sort of making noise. I said, who the hell is this now? It's going to be some violent character.
All right.
And there was a Jamaican guy on his bike, and he was shouting, one more gold medal for Jamaica. We're in good form, you know.
Right. Okay. Now, what... I like styrofoam...
I'm actually going to do that.
Are we going to do that one?
Yes, certainly.
What's the full title of this one?
This song is called The City of Styrofoam Cups.
Right. Okay. Is there any story, anything about this?
It was actually, I was on a sort of a government scheme back about 12 years ago. We were trying to learn about warehousing. And I got sort of resentful about it because I could hear the instructor talking in a very condescending way about the people involved in the course. And at the end of the course, I sort of felt at a loose end. So I decided to go to Dublin City to get out of my hometown. And when I walked around Dublin, when driving into it, it looked beautiful. It was like a Disney World sort of glow. And all I could see was little kids begging on streets and high-class ladies of the night selling their wares. So it was a total... You walk into one, get out of one frying pan and you're into another fire, you know.
Okay.
Thank you. I pissed around for years, was a dead loss. I ended up in a place called Foss. We learned about forklifts and inventory, and the last day the instructors told us to take us out for a feed of drink. You're on the brink of success, he said, now lads, in a patronising voice. I knew I was going to be back in a hole, yeah, back in the dole. I turned the keys in the ignition. It was a beautiful blue and yellow winter's evening. Went up to the city of styrofoam cups. The city of styrofoam cups from far away. The city looks like a great big chandelier. But when you get near, the light begins to separate and you see a different landscape, yeah. A different landscape. What's that over there with a Casper, the friendly ghost with a white sheet? No, it's a blanket to put over somebody's knees. An empty cola cup staring on, genuflection staring on, looking up. The city of styrofoam cups, yeah. The city of styrofoam cups, the city of styrofoam cups. I crashed my car in a place called Ormond Quay. To my best recollection, the person that crashed into me had a smig on his chin, nothing like that of a goat. He was from Navan, and I knew when he heard a damage quote, the same individual would not be able to help but gloat. We took each other's details and went our separate ways. My head was in a mess, and when looking round for the Bibles of pink flesh, I needed some erotic images to help me pass the test in the city of styrofoam cups. The city of styrofoam cups from far away. The city looks like a great big chandelier, but when you get near, the light begins to separate and you see a different landscape, yeah. A different landscape. What's that over there? Is it Casper the Friendly Ghost with a white sheet? No, it's a blanket to put over somebody's empty knees, an empty cola cup. Staring on, genuflection staring on, looking up. The city of styrofoam cups, the city of styrofoam cups, the city of styrofoam cups, yeah. And round the corner without warning, I looked down the ground. There was a young thing about 7 or 8 years of age. She'd an Elgin Marbles pale face. face. I threw a few coins to keep my conscience at bay, hoping they would go away. I could smell Neapolitan and Italian food across the street through transparent glass. A young man had his hand on his girlfriend's ass. They looked like an ad for British Airways. Where are you going on holidays? In the city of styrofoam cups, yeah. The city of styrofoam cups. They could see all the big buildings standing straight and proud, but the chubby the shape of bent bananas. There's a lot of people out there should be wearing bandanas. The city of styrofoam cups. From far away, the city looks like a great big chandelier, but when you get near, the light begins to separate and you see a different landscape, yeah. A different landscape. What's that over there? Is a Casper the Friendly Ghost with a white sheet? No, it's a blanket to put over somebody's empty knees. An empty cola cup staring on genuflection, staring on, looking up. The city of styrofoam cups. The city of styrofoam cups. The city of styrofoam cups. What were you doing? You were standing at the old grey silver bridge. You were moved along by a man in a blue uniform who looked like he was just fresh out of nappies. He was doing anything to keep the government happy. They saw you as a potential form of infection. No transients along the street. Coming up to the last few days of the European presidential election, the world is in a rut, but you're no cigarette. But you know in your heart from the start, in the city of styrofoam cups, yeah. The city of styrofoam cups. From far away, the city looks like a great big chandelier, but when you get near, the light begins to separate and you see a different landscape. A different landscape. What's that over there? It's a cast with a friendly ghost with a white sheet. No, it's a blanket to put over somebody's empty knees. An empty cola cup. Staring on, looking in. Staring round, looking down. Staring on, looking up, looking in. Looking round, looking down. Looking on, looking up, looking in. Looking round, looking up, looking down. Looking up. The city of styrofoam cups. The city of styrofoam cups. The city of styrofoam cups, yeah.
Very good. Excellent. It's a great song. I like that one. Thank you to Jinx Lennon. We've probably got time for one more number in a minute when you've sat down, had a breather, have a glass of water. It is pretty muggy in here, isn't it? So, what else? Have you been to London before?
Yeah, I've actually been to London a few times. I was actually involved with some of the people on the anti-folk music, anti-folk scene. And I played a few shows with them in the 12 Bar Club in Denmark Street. Uh-huh. Did a couple in Brighton as well.
Right.
And I've been touring Scotland.
Okay.
And I've done several shows in Static in Liverpool and Manchester.
Yeah.
Did in the City Conference. And so I've been coming back and forth over the last 10 years.
Right. And do you make a living from singing?
I actually work for the health service in Ireland, and that's it. So I'm not at the stage where I can independent, but I'm getting there. And
right.
I'm pretty happy with what I do.
And I can't remember if we've mentioned it already, but you have released, what, four albums?
I've released six albums.
Six albums?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the last one?
The last one was called Hungry Bastard Hibernia.
Right.
And the one before that was called National Cancer Strategy.
Right.
So it's just basically about the decay and what I'd say is the problems. Maybe a lot of my own country seeing what it is and it. You know, a lot would be what people would listen to, and there'd be a lot of home truths that would maybe be a little too hard for people to hear, but I think it needs to be said. I'm still getting to a stage where I think I put out something that would be basically healing enough for people as well with the hard truth, because a lot of maybe was too hard for people to hear.
Right.
But I'm getting to the stage in the new show, I think a lot of stuff is about empowerment and healing.
Right. So you're angry, but
I think there has to be a balance as well.
Yeah.
You know, to deal with. I want to sort of forgive the people in the past and move on.
Right.
And sort of reflect it back as light and to put out a good sort of message as that. But I think there's a lot of energy in the show.
Right. Great. So there's the two of you at Vinyl Street, you and this and Matt.
Yeah, Mark Corcoran.
Mark Corcoran.
Mark is on that. Mark's well worth seeing. Mark is more of a torch singer as Scott Walker.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jinx Lennon,
you're welcome.
For coming in. I have to, of course, I never got round to mentioning the surname.
Lennon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Lennons in the dock. And there is some Liverpool connection, I think. There.
Yeah, okay. All right. We'll leave that to one side. All right. So just Jinx Lennon, Saturday night, 43 Vinyl Street. The Dialogue, 7:30. It's free.
Yeah, Dialogue Space. Yeah.
Great. All right. So what are you going to play us out with?
I'm going to play this one that's called Heineken Confirmation. Now, there's a sacrament Catholic confirmation now where the kids are getting ready for adulthood. And this basically is about people who see their kids having getting their whole ceremony done and decide that they're going out to bless themselves that night in another way with vodka and lime or whatever comes to hand. And this is what it is. Okay, just give me one second, please. Yeah. Okay. You all right there? That seems to be cutting out. Yeah. Sacrament was holy, sacrament divine, out of our minds on vodka and lime. Sacrament was holy, sacrament divine, out of our minds on vodka and lime. Sacrament was holy, sacrament divine, out of our minds on vodka and lime. Sacrament was holy, sacrament divine, out of our minds on vodka and lime. Well, the child has made the sacrament, and it's time for a celebration. Heineken confirmation, Heineken confirmation. Now the mummies and the daddies, they see me vomiting on the pavement. Heineken confirmation. It's a Heineken confirmation. Ah, good girl yourself, you made a lot of money. When I was your age, you hardly made any. Plenty of cash from your uncles and your aunties. Tonight you'll stay in your grannies. Plenty of cake and ice cream. Your mum and dad made a lot of sacrifices to get you where you are today. Tonight we're in Tambury Rome with a chair of our home, yeah. We're gonna be out of our minds on vodka and lime. That's the way the egos grow. It's a Heineken confirmation. Now the child has made a sacrament, and it's time for a celebration. Heineken confirmation. It's a Heineken confirmation. Now the mummies and the daddies, they see me vomiting on the pavement. Heineken confirmation. It's a Heineken confirmation. Sacrament was holy, sacrament divine, out of our minds on vodka and lime. 12 years of age is an important time. 12 years of age is an important time, yeah. It's almost 11 o'clock. Should we not be collecting the children? What are you talking about? Get that into you. Here's a Zambuca. It's almost last orders now. Okay. See that big guy over there? He's trying to hit me. He looks like a Viking. Yeah. Have we got a taxi? Ah, here we go. How much have we? You're not after spending all the child's money. Ah, for God's sake. That's what happens, you see. He goes into the toilet. His wife is lying on the ground. Some big guy from New Zealand on top of her. That's the way the egos grow. Now the child has made a sacrament, and it's time for a celebration. Heineken confirmation. It's a Heineken confirmation. Now the mummies and the daddies, they should be vomiting on the pavement. Heineken confirmation. It's a Heineken confirmation. Our sacrament was holy, sacrament divine, out of our minds on vodka and lime. 12 years of age is an important time. 12 years of age is an important time, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much to Jinx Lennon. And the second half of the program will include a certain amount of Nazi propaganda. Sorry if you find this slightly offensive, but there it is. Okay, James, are we on the same? Do I just press the button for play? Let's just see what happens.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Band. Entschuldige, Spur. C wie Cäsar. Beziehungsweise 3. Wie man das haben will. Und der Inhalt. Das ist natürlich. Das sind wieder seltene historische Aufnahmen aus der Hitler-Epoche. Gehässige Rede aus Berlin, 9.9.42. Wie die amerikanischen Feldzüge für Kongress in Abwesenheit von Nazi-Deutschland. Was das heißen soll, ist nicht klar. Jedenfalls, die Amerikaner haben irgendwelche Feldzüge im Gange gehabt da und zur gleichen Zeit hat dieser Hitler eine gehässige Rede gemacht. Dann kommt ein Lied, I've got a pocket full of dreams. Ich habe ein Taschen voll Träume. Charlie und sein Orchester. Aufgenommen in Berlin, circa 4. Monat 42. Dann Seite D wie Dora, beziehungsweise 4, von dem zweiten Kassette, ein weiteres Lied, You've Started Something. Sie haben etwas angefangen. Wieder Charlie und sein Orchester. Aufgenommen in Berlin, circa 7. Monat 42. Dann kommt ein 9, was das heißen soll, weiß ich nicht. Axis Sally, das war vermutlich eine Senderin für Propagandazwecke für die deutsche Seite. 5. 18. 43, das ist alles unklar. Was soll der 18 heißen? Es sind nur 12 Monate in einem Jahr, nicht 18. Reichsrundfunk, Überseesendungen in englischer Sprache. Midge at the mic. Midge, das heißt so viel wie ein kleiner Mensch am Mikrofon. Mit Mildred Gillars, genannt von die GIs als Axis Sally. In Klammern 10, Sender D-E-B-U-N-K, die Bank. Das heißt, alles so lächerlich machen ungefähr. 4, 29, 42. Was soll das heißen? Ah, vielleicht, Gott weiß. Also der vierte Tag von der 29. Woche möglicherweise von 42. Deutsche Propaganda, Kurzwellensender in englischer Sprache. Dann in Klammern 11, Lord Hoho. Das war ein Engländer, der für Deutschland sendete deutsche Propaganda im Krieg. 4. 30. 45. William Joyce, das war der richtige Name von Lord Hoho, seine letzte Sendung über die zusammenbrechenden deutsche Rundfunkmöglichkeiten als sehr schwer beeinflusst von Alkohol. In Klammern 12, Daisy Daisy, Charlie und sein Orchester, aufgenommen in Berlin, circa 2. Monat, nehme ich an, 42. Also ein ganz seltsame und seltene Sammlung historischer Aufnahmen von der Zweiten Weltkrieg.
A Serenade to Your Girlfriend by kind permission of Cole Porter. You're the top. You're a German flyer. You're the top. You're machine gun fire. You're a U-boat cap with a lot of pep. You're grand. You're a German blitz. The Paris Ritz, an army band. You're the Nile, an attack by Rommel. You're the mile that I'd walk for a camel. I'm a Soviet Czech, a total wreck, a flop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're a German rage by Messerschmitt at night. You're the Stuka noise, Goering's voice, you're Nazi might. You're Swiss cheese, you're a bottle of whiskey, you're striptease, that is rather risky. I'm completely nuts, like General Smuts a flop, but if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Christian Americans, again, it is my very great privilege to welcome you to another impressive, patriotic mass demonstration sponsored by the German-American Bund. My fellow countrymen, we German-Americans are undividedly committed to the defense of the flag, constitution, and sovereignty of our United States. We stand before you, loyal and law-abiding, to be here, dedicated together with you to the great task of our national and social reconstruction, and resolved, as you are resolved, to restore America to the true Americans and to the ideals and principles given expression in the great farewell address of George Washington. Free America. Since so many of our well-known opponents can think of no more noble way of demonstrating their pseudo-Americanism than by attempting to answer our arguments with violence, disturbances may be planned for this evening. We earnestly call upon all of our guests to remain seated under all circumstances if any rowdyism is attempted, leaving the task of keeping order to those responsible for it. I thank you.
We now come to the Pledge of Allegiance, and may I draw your attention to the fact that we have added one word to this pledge, and that is the word undivided. You will kindly notice that. May I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to rise from your seat and repeat with me in unison this famous pledge. Ode! Attention! I pledge undivided allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We now find that Adolf Hitler. We now find that Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini, instead.
Thank you. Bevölkerung. Daheim bei der Kälte ist es wohl am allerbesten. Bequem können Sie sich natürlich nicht machen, wenn Sie im Auto sitzen und noch unterwegs sind, aber Sie werden sicherlich auch im Auto bei aller Konzentration auf Ihre Fahrweise unsere Fußballgeschehen im Radio verfolgen können.
Nun, im Wesentlichen besteht auch heute wieder der Inhalt unserer Sendung aus der Berichterstattung.
Ich muss Ihnen leider sagen, hier kann ich Ihnen heute nicht blicken, aber das liegt nicht an mir oder an uns oder an unserer Redaktion, sondern daran, dass ein Großteil der Fußballspieler...
White American people, from the boycott Jew to Gentile merchants.
Und ich kann Ihnen also noch einmal jetzt auch sagen, welche Spiele ausfallen und die Namen...
My friend, the Jew does not become as excited about pogroms in Eastern European countries as he does about legislation enacted in Germany or Italy, which harms no hair on any Jew's head, but deprives him of what the Jew Theodor Herzl calls the terrible power of the purse.
Darüber sollte man vielleicht mal Näheres hören und mehr
without appreciable gold reserves has succeeded in solving all her economic and social problems without borrowing a single cent from international banking institutions. Germany had stopped this business of borrowing and paying high interest ever since Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany. And ever since this was done, that country has been free of economic upheaval. We want to see the day, my friend, when it will no longer be necessary to give the unproductive Jews a cut on every financial transaction between white men.
We know
that this can be achieved by observing the experiences of these Central European countries, which have succeeded in recovering true financial sovereignty over their means of exchange.
We are today living at a time where every crackpot or bankrupt lawyer is taking it for granted that he has to save this country from the terrible menace of Nazism. Usually, there are people with a rather shady background who all of a sudden discover 150% Americanism.
Money
grown people discover themselves at night.
Will die Zeit nutzen, meine Damen und Herren, bis uns den Leitung geschaltet wird. Wir warten auf einen Anruf aus dem Olympiastadion, unser Mitarbeiter Hans Schiefele. Und wenn ich meine Regie richtig verstanden habe, Herr Schiefele, haben wir Sie jetzt am Apparat.
Stimmt das? You can find articles about them on our daily free and uncensored democratic American
newspaper.
You will read and maybe understand how they are born to rid this country of that Nazi menace.
Wolfgang Mönch, rufen die Kollegen aus Berlin.
They mean the members of the German-American Bund and their leaders. And usually, they have that splendid idea
also jetzt haben wir Verbindung.
Of having us all deported.
Nein, keinen Freistoß, sondern kein Abseits. Doch, es ist
gepfiffen.
War es Abseits? Nein, es war kein Abseits. Und deswegen gibt es jetzt, warum weiß ich auch nicht, Freistoß,
knowing very well ourselves that Nazism is something reserved for Germany and has no place in our country.
Ja, was? Diese Entscheidung ist nicht ganz klar, auch da muss man schauen.
Gibt es einen Abstand, Abstoß oder nur einen Einwurf? Nein, es ist Freistoß. Doch Einwurf. Beckenbauer hat es erlaubt, eigentlich auch Freistoß, aber dann gibt es doch nur Einwurf. Nein, es gibt sogar Freistoß. Freistoß dieser Aktion sind das zugesetzt geworden, denn es ist noch lange nicht aufziehbar. Ja, aber es könnte auch Freistoß geben, ja, das gibt es. Nein, es gibt doch nur Einwurf. Freistoß. Abstand. Abstoß.
Abpraller. Abpraller, es gibt Freistoß.
Jetzt gibt es Freistoß. Ja, da kann ich so sagen.
Ja, meine Damen und Herren, das war natürlich ein wenig zu viel.
So, meine Damen und Herren, wir haben gerade überlegt, was wir tun werden.
Über den Zwischenstand will ich Ihnen nichts sagen, ist mir auch nichts bekannt.
Was wollen wir machen?
Macht ein paar Takte Musik draußen in der Richtung. So, Neuigkeiten aus München. Am Telefon haben wir Hans Schiedle. Herr Schiedle, wie sieht's aus? Hallo, Hans Schiedle. Herr Schiefele, wie sieht's aus im Spiel?
Hallo?
Ja, Herr Schiefele.
Ja.
Wir haben alles aus der Reportage, was mich
ist. Ich habe das Spiel verteilt, ob ich könnte was haben, aber das war schon auch alles hier. Und eben wenn das gut zu eng ist, ja.
Anhören, aber da ist im Moment noch nichts zu hören und ich würde sagen, wir machen noch einige Takte Musik. Und dafür haben wir noch über 20 Minuten Zeit und wir können jetzt umschalten und rufen zu einem weiteren Zwischenbericht Jürgen Vitari an.
Jetzt 48.
Ja, meine Damen und Herren, unsere Reporter telefoniert zur Zeit. Ich hoffe, dass ihr jetzt gleich
Weber oder Kulmer oder wer auch immer.
Das war nicht Kunde des
Sämtlingsstahls.
Und da sehe ich, dass wohl doch die Frankfurter Eintracht ausgewechselt hat, denn ich sende drüben auf der anderen Seite wohl Müller, der ins Spiel gekommen ist. Und somit, ja, es ist Müller, da dürfte also Kalb vom Feld gegangen sein. Kalb ist nicht mehr auf dem Spielfeld, es ist nicht angesagt worden hier im Stadion. Nein, Kalb ist noch, und Kalb steht noch bei Sperlich, dann muss es wohl Reichel sein. Aber auf jeden Fall ist Müller ins Spiel gekommen.
Wir schalten um.
Hallo!
The way to a man's heart is through the
heart.
Of that, an old soldier,
Also for two more.
Wenn wir Glück haben, werden wir vielleicht noch einmal den
Nein, wir gehen nach
the Axis battle for food has long, long since been won. The richly productive agrarian territories, which have been brought into the field of Axis economy in the last year and 3 months, have set at naught all the dire prognostications of Axis enemies. Poland's rich flatlands are, under an intensive cultivation, unknown in the days of ruthless Jewish exploitation, keeping northeastern Europe granaries filled to an unprecedented level. The Baltic states are resuming their former position as jammers full of the milk, butter, egg icebox. The Ukraine was in the pre-war days conceded by United Nations enemies as the answer to the hungry, hungry European maiden's prayer. But look at the Ukraine today. In spite of the ravages of military strife, in spite of all this, the area has, the first days of the most immemorial year, been cultivated up to 70% of its productive potential. England and war-wearied America have been appallingly disappointed in the Soviet failure to deliver their promised measure of military murder. The Soviets are, on the other hand, groaning with disgust at the incompetence of their pious Western brothers in blood. They've done it, and the Don Basin are long since lost. The Kuban territory is occupied. The Caucasus will be forced to bow its head. They to the Axis brothers. Ah, well, here you are, gentlemen. Take what you will. They will say that when the last Red Army remnant has capitulated before the Germans
and natürlich noch einmal interessant, oder es kann auch Herget gewesen sein. Es muss es noch einmal genau Herget ist es gewesen. Herget mit der Nummer 12.
Ja, so schnell geht es.
Und das Lange war von, ja, wer war es? Ich glaube, Skala war es. Das kommt nicht daran. Nein, Wenzel war es. Ich glaube, Wenzel ist es. Ihn kann ich im Moment nicht erkennen. Es müsste eigentlich Wenzel sein, der am Boden liegt. Aber wir werden es dann gleich sehen. Nun, es hat spannende Momente gegeben hier in dieser Begegnung. Ich glaube, Wenzel ist es nicht. Den habe ich inzwischen auch schon wieder erkannt. Hölzenbein ist es auch nicht, der steht da. Grabowski, Körbel weiter im Mittelfeld. Es muss eine Frage gebracht werden. Raus kann es sein, raus kann es sein. Raus ist es also, der jetzt mit der Frage vom Feld gebracht wird.
Aufstehen! Einstürzen! Einstürzen! Luft springen!
Ich kann Ihnen einmal sagen, wie es weitergeht.
Ich stehe auf Feuer!
Aber sein Tor ist
geht am Tor vorbei.
Der Linienrichter hebt die Pfeife, hebt die Fahne.
Und dann kann Willi Schulz, der 34-jährige Libero des FC Schalke 04, erklären.
Ja, man fragt sich natürlich, welche Variante Trainer Kuno Klötzer noch in das Spiel bringen wird.
Pfirsich führt jetzt das Ball, den Ball, hoppla, damit haben wir es heute.
Ja, da gibt es Unklarheiten, aber das war wohl klar.
Das gibt es nicht.
Nee, das kann nicht stimmen.
Also ich weiß nicht, doch.
Also nicht gerade eben ein erfreuliches, nach Wochenende ist das nicht ein erfreulicher Mittwochabend.
52. Minute, nee, 72. Minute muss es ja wohl heißen.
Ich denke, Sie sich doch erst einmal eine Tasse Kaffee ein, wir machen Musik.
Meine lieben Zuhörer, eben habe ich ein Telefonat aus Südafrika. Ich kündigte Ihnen schon an. Das Ergebnis habe ich schon gesagt. Wolfgang Köpp, hören Sie mich gut, ja?
Herr Dittmann, ich verstehe Sie sehr schlecht, aber ich möchte gerne kurz etwas berichten. Hallo?
Ja, ja, reden Sie nur weiter, Herr Köpp. Wir hören Sie sehr gut.
Hallo?
Ja, hören Sie mich denn nicht?
Ich höre dich mal fort, sonst könnte ich noch mal anrufen.
Nein, nein, wir hören Sie sehr gut, Herr Köpp. Ja, ja, wir hören Sie sehr gut.
Ich weiß nicht, übersteht der Franzose Jabouille nicht mehr, dann geht es Schlag auf Schlag. Hallo?
Ja, ja, wir hören Sie, aber bitte jetzt zu Ende kommen, Herr Köpp.
Wir sind gerade unterbrochen, ich werde noch mal kurz zurückrufen.
Nein, nein, wir sind auf Sendung, Herr Köpp, hallo?
Ja, meine Damen und Herren, das entschuldigen Sie, dass ich so gebrüllt habe, aber er verstand mich nicht.
Ja, jetzt kommt aber ganz bestimmt die Musik.
So, da sind wir wieder und ich hoffe, Sie haben sich wieder bequem gemacht. Jetzt, wie sieht es aus? Wie geht es weiter? Das müssen wir uns einmal anschauen.
Es ist nicht zu sehen.
Das hat man gesehen.
Nun, wir werden sehen.
Jetzt, da das Blutlicht die eingeschaltet ist, schon seit einiger Zeit, sehen die Schwarzhaarigen da unten natürlich alle gleich aus.
Bitte, das gebe ich mit Vorbehalt wieder. Oh! Das hat auch niemand gesehen.
Oh, 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 oh!
So sah es jedenfalls aus. Ganz genau ist das bei uns im Augenblick nicht zu entscheiden. Keiner weiß richtig, was geschehen ist.
Er hat den Arm wenigstens gehoben, wenn ich es richtig gesehen habe.
Das ist der optische Eindruck. Wer weiß, wie es da unten wirklich aussieht.
Ich habe Ihnen ja gesagt, wir wundern uns über sowas nicht. Ich sage das alles für die Hörer, die noch des Süd jetzt hinzugekommen sind. Ja, und hier ist wieder Frankfurt, ein Zwischenergebnis. Es heißt ein Endergebnis, ist es nicht, deshalb Zwischenergebnis. Sie hören...
Nun ist doch hier ein bisschen Licht ausgefallen,
aber das sehe ich nicht.
Was ist passiert? Was heißt...
Nun, man vermisst eigentlich die Information, aber bleiben wir noch einen Augenblick hier.
Es gibt keine Szenen zu schildern.
Aber das hilft nicht mehr. Das hilft gar nicht mehr. Das wird ja gleich der Reise oder das andere Verhältnis haben. Das kann man von hier oben nicht beurteilen. Das kann man hier oben von außen von hier aus nicht sehen. Aber das hilft alles nicht mehr.
Sprechzeit schon abgelaufen ist. Bis später, wir hören uns dann wieder.
Ja, wir hören uns mit Sicherheit wieder in den nächsten Minuten schon, aber ich werde einmal aufpassen. Ich habe eine Leitung hier auf dem Kopfhörer, um zu hören, was es gibt. Eine Meldung ist eben eingetroffen, in der es heißt, am Wochenende tut sich gar nichts. Das ist eine Überraschung.
Was ist?
Ja, da hat es irgendwie gefunkt bei uns. Ich hoffe, dass wir das bald wieder erledigen können.
So, und eben hat ein liebenswürdiger Hörer angerufen.